I'm joined by Katie Atkin from Stuff. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Met one of your buddies the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
And she went to the same school as you, and yet her accent is not nearly as thick as yours. How does that work?
I have no idea. Maybe she found a better one she liked. I don't know. Kept mine.
I love your accent. It's one of the things we look forward to in your visits. So you're looking at a couple of podcasts which are commemorating 40th anniversaries. First one's White Silence. We had a chat about this on the show the other day. It sounds a bit like this.
And I did find a torn photo of Jim's. It was, you know, a loose photo that was sitting around somewhere. And that was torn into bits. So I knew it had to do with Erebus.
Erebus meant Mount Erebus in Antarctica. It meant the Air New Zealand DC-10 that a few months earlier had flown into the side of the mountain, killing all 257 people on board. It's still the deadliest disaster in New Zealand's history. Maria's husband, Jim Collins, was the pilot.
Big topic, eh?
Yeah, this is a bit of a beast, actually. So I thought I'd talk about it on the radio because it finished, the last episode was launched today.
Great.
So this is a co-production between RNZ and Stuff, and it's in the lead-up to the 40th anniversary of New Zealand's worst airplane disaster. So for people who don't know, on November the 28th, 1979, an Air New Zealand airliner took off from Auckland on a sightseeing trip to Antarctica, and there was 257 people on board, and then there was a terrible accident where the plane actually flew directly into the Erebus volcano. And, 257 people on board were all killed. So most people who are older than 40 will probably know about this disaster, and they will probably know the very famous phrase, an orchestrated litany of lies.
Yeah.
And what this podcast, I think, seeks to address is the things that people don't know about the disaster and the people involved. It's presented by Michael Wright from Stuff and Katie Gossett from RNZ, and they're both Christchurch-based, so obviously I have some ties as well. Well, in a country as small as New Zealand, everybody probably had a tie to somebody involved in this. So the six episodes, it launched on Friday, and there has been one every day. So now they're all there. So if you haven't listened to any yet, I totally urge you to go and have a binge. I guess the main thing for me around this one was if you've listened to a podcast like Slow Burn, which dealt with the Watergate scandal and the Clinton impeachment.
It's a real favourite round here. People who listen to that podcast can't wait to talk to you about it, right?
Oh, well, I was actually talking to someone yesterday who said, oh, have you... I asked them if they'd listened to Fiasco, which is the luminary one that he's moved on to, and they were like, no, we can't get it in New Zealand. And I said, oh, I've got a copy. Oh, can you send it to me? So I think there's definitely lots of kind of comparisons to be made around the structure of the podcast, around that where lots of different people are introduced to you, and it might seem like it's complicated. It's an aviation disaster, so there's obviously lots of different kind of jargon around that. But the presenters and the way that it's been scripted is really good at giving you milestones and really important information and kind of saying, remember this for next time. We're going to look at this in episode 5.
To sort of hold your hand through it.
Yes, and I think the reason they are doing that is because one of the things they want to sort of get across here, that there's been a lack of understanding around this. It's like everything that makes a big story, though. You know, there's a catchphrase or a line or, you know, wasn't that the guy who, or didn't, isn't that the litany of lies? You know, but there's actually such a massive topic around it. It doesn't seek to to sort of assess blame. I guess it seems to actually cover off quite a lot of the arguments or sides of each. So obviously there's a prime minister involved. There's Judge Peter Mann, who the famous phrase comes from his report. One of the things I love about this podcast is the real people in it. And the clip that we picked there was from Maria Collins, who was Jim Collins's wife, and he was the pilot. So at some stage there was pilot error that was chosen to assess blame for this one. Another standout in the podcast is Margarita Mann, who's Judge Peter Mann's wife. She's still alive. She's 91 and she is fantastic. I think she's probably my favourite in the in the whole podcast.
She would have had a front row seat. It was tough for him, right?
Oh, I mean, it destroyed him, you know, and there's lots of background around him and kind of what he stood for and other cases that he was involved in. There's quite well-known people in the podcast, including people like Sir Jeffrey Palmer. There's also some some people who have never spoken before. So Katie Gossett interviews a man whose sister was killed in the disaster, and their family didn't really talk about it. They've never really talked about it. So, I mean, I think it's all kind of gearing up to, A, to introduce a new audience to what was the most horrific and still is the most deadly disaster in New Zealand. It's also looking at how blame was assessed, whether it was Air New Zealand, pilot error, you know, the orchestrated litany of lies was actually thrown out of court on appeal. So it doesn't even factor anymore and people still talk about it. And thirdly, there's no memorial for Erebus. And I know that in the last couple of years, the new government has looked at redressing that. And I think that's kind of how, in this podcast, it's like it talks about who New Zealand is and as a country, sorry, who we are as a country, and how it's actually affected the psyche, and how we remember that, and how we kind of move on from that. And maybe it's not about assessing blame. You know, obviously, in any kind of aviation disaster, there's a whole bunch of factors, and you know, Air New Zealand made choices, and other people, you know, weather or whatever. So it's more about how we actually remember the fact that 257 people were killed.
Great. Okay. That one, and it's been getting a bit of attention too. It's called White Silence, and it's the new Erebus podcast, a co-production between RNZ and Stuff. Tell me about A Perfect Storm. This one's been out for a little while, I think.
Yeah, this one's been out for about a month, and it's got some similarities to White Silence in that it was almost 40 years ago, and it also has a very distinctive catchphrase. You know, if you've seen the Meryl Streep film that depicts this, the very famous phrase, "A dingo stole my baby," which has been made a parody of, and it's even been in The Simpsons, I believe. But this podcast seeks to look at the miscarriage of justice around that. And in particular, Lindy Chamberlain, who was the mother of 9-week-old Azaria Chamberlain, who went missing at Ayers Rock while they were on a camping holiday in 1980.
Let's have a listen to a clip.
I think Azaria would have lasted a matter of minutes.
There were certain people within the Northern Territory Police who were determined to get her.
People were saying to me, "Oh, you're going there to see that woman who killed a child."
Bad things happen to good people.
He asked the foreman, "Have you reached a verdict?" He said, "Yes, Your Honour. Guilty."
So much to this story, eh?
Oh, yes.
Perfect for a podcast.
I mean, it is. It is fascinating. There's a lot to get through in this one. The presenter here is a journalist and kind of development producer at Seven Media called John Buck, and he spent almost a year investigating what he said he kind of set out to make a documentary about a miscarriage of justice. And then what he's been able to do is actually get quite a lot of access to review the evidence. So all the evidence from the Northern Territory Police doesn't actually become available for another few years, but through his connections and through talking to people there in Darwin, he's managed to get access to some tapes that have never been heard before. And these tapes are between police recordings. So if we go to the timeline, and again, I'm probably asking people to suck eggs because everyone knows this story. So the camping story, Lindy and her husband Michael were with her three children. Azaria was the baby. She went missing. A dingo was seen near the edge of her tent. Then the famous line, "A dingo stole my baby." There was a cry in the dark. People then suggested where was the baby's body. There was a lot of blood found, but some of her clothes weren't found. So there was two kind of things going on here. If it was a dingo, what did that mean for tourism and around and the area? There was some trackers as well as some white rangers who believed that there was dingoes there and would have used a child as prey. Then the other thing that was going on was everyone thought Lindy had done it. She'd just had postnatal depression and had killed her baby on this camping holiday. So as the months went on, the police kind of, I think it's a case of they thought there was an outcome and they just made all the evidence fit it. So Lindy was eventually arrested and tried and found guilty of the murder of Azaria. Some of the police tapes around that are how the police were talking about her and how they were investigating that, which has never been heard before. And when you hear them on the podcast, it's quite astonishing that, you know, they did try and frame this case around her. She was subsequently cleared in 1986 when the matinee jacket or the cardigan that Azaria was wearing was found. So it's a real insight into the investigation. The other kind of key new breakthrough in this is one of the eyewitnesses who was actually another mum who was at the campsite that night. Her name's Sally Shaw. She's come forward and to be interviewed again and has flown to Sydney from her home in Tasmania to sit and do a big interview with John. And that's brilliant because that's a real key. There's the emotional side of, you know, yes, we laugh about a jingle stole my baby, but a little 10-week-old baby was just, you know, three kids went on holiday and only two came home. And I think Sally really gives quite a lot of context that even 40 years later, it's quite harrowing for the people involved and obviously for the Chamberlains to have gone through all of this kind of investigation and then and spend time in jail. So it's a really rich kind of podcast. These are both quite heavy, I realise now that we're talking about them. But I think it's important that as, you know, as we move on from things like, you know, round Uluru and Ayers Rock now, tourism is kind of, has gone now anyway. Most recently, the tracks are closed and things. So, it's, you know, 40 years ago, that was a key factor in this. And now, you know,
I remember the movie being sort of focused partly on the angle of prejudice against the couple. I think they were quite heavily religious and they're seen as a couple of weirdos, which helped to frame them, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think their reaction afterwards, you know, that often causes a lot of, in these cases, you know, like later on, you know, even that night, the next day they were being interviewed and asking for people to, you know, help. And they were quite stoic. And even their religion wasn't like normal in terms of at the time. I think they were Seventh-day Adventists.
But yes, that old question of how are you meant to act when your child has just gone missing?
Well, you know, potentially they were in massive shock and disbelief. And, you know, the media now, you know, if that happened today, there would have been a million smartphones footage of everything. But, you know, there's always that question of, well, you know, well, that would be quite coincidental if a wild dog came along and took your baby, you know. But anyway, I find them both really fascinating. Both, it's nice to go back in time and have the hindsight and all the new information that both these podcasts have kind of brought out.
It's Katie Atkin, who does a great column in Sunday Star Times with her podcast recommendations as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And she was talking about the new-ish Lindy Chamberlain podcast called A Perfect Storm and White Silence. White Silence, which was the one about Erebus.